Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today our special guest is Joe Ryan of the Dutchess County Division of Aging Services and an ex-radio guy. Well, you're never an ex-radio guy. You're a
Always radio.
Kind of like a Marine. It's a little Semper Fi about in radio land.
Yes,
and good morning, Joe Ryan. Welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you for coming here.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm excited about being able to talk about some of the services that Dutchess County has for our aging population.
Well, what do you consider aging?
And be sensitive, because Jonah's in the room.
I will say this.
He's in the studio, and he has the mic.
I am 62 years old.
I can't believe you admitted that.
Yeah, remember.
And I got my AARP card at 50. I got a discount at Denny's at 60. I get some senior citizens' entrances, benefits and discounts at 62, but some wait till 65.
Right.
So what do you consider
in the
division? In the Division of Aging Services, what do you consider to be a senior citizen?
Very good question. For our purposes, a senior is anybody over the age of 60, 60 and over. So you do qualify. And just for information purposes, there are, according to the 2010 census, there's over 57,000 60-plus members of that group in Dutchess County alone. So.
Right, and we're all getting senior citizen discount.
We're going to the
early bird special.
And even more interesting is just below that, in the 20 years between 40 and 60, mm-hmm. there were over 90,000.
Ooh, that's so, the baby boomer?
Yes, our business will be growing over the next couple
of
years.
So you guaranteed a job there,
Absolutely.
Joe?
I hope so.
So no wonder you changed careers.
This is a serious issue because if you look around Dutchess County, or where I live in Red Hook, the average age is rising because our young people, after they get an excellent education here in our public schools and in our colleges, they go off to other places for employment. You know, IBM's not here anymore, and some of the big employers are not here anymore, and they're all going off to other parts of the country.
Those parts of Dutchess County, absolutely, not where I am, too, because there's no professional opportunity for them.
Other than radio.
Yeah. Radio.
But anyway, Joe Ryan, tell us a little bit about the Division of Aging Services. Why does it even exist? I mean, why do we have to have special divisions like this?
Well, our main goal is to keep seniors living as independently as long as possible. And we support both the senior and also their caregivers to keep seniors living independently, keep them out of nursing homes and what have you.
So in their own homes, living independently?
Hopefully living in their own homes. Studies have found that seniors certainly live healthiest and longest in their own environment, the environment that they feel most comfortable in, which normally mm-hmm. is their own home.
And there's a bigger demand for your services, Joe Ryan, because people are living longer. They are healthy longer, thanks to good nutrition and good medical services. You know, they say that today's 60
more
is
knowledge.
Yesterday's 40.
We're more knowledgeable.
Right.
About
so you've got a
healthy.
Lot of very active and energetic seniors still in the workplace, still out there helping in volunteer groups and, you know, living longer. I've got a mother-in-law who's 88 and runs around like she's 40, and my wife's grandmother lived to be 104 with all of her marbles and most of granddad's money. do you see that more seniors are being just much more energetic right into the
Absolutely. 80s
and 90s?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're about to do our celebration of aging, which is coming up, where we honor centenarians, residents of Dutchess County that are over the age of 100. And amazingly, there are 70 that we are aware of.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure there are many that we're not aware of that live in Dutchess County. So it's really an amazing population. You think when you think of somebody 100 years old, you think of somebody probably living in their nursing home and
right.
in a wheelchair and not able to do much of anything. But these are active seniors, one that bikes 10 miles every night on her stationary bike. They're just amazing when you talk to some of these people and the lives they've led. It's really amazing.
And the things they've seen over that last century, my goodness.
So tell us about some of the services in the Division of Aging Services, Joe Ryan.
Sure. I mean, we have an amazing array of services. Some people may have heard of our friendship centers. There are 7 located throughout Dutchess County.
Tell us where they are. Give us some geography.
It's a place for, absolutely. There's City of Poughkeepsie, Town of Poughkeepsie, Millerton, Beacon, right down the road here.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to catch
me. Yes, you are on the Beacon side of the studio. I'm on the Fishkill side.
Rhinebeck and East Fishkill. So
all over the county.
Yes, absolutely, all over the county. So that's a great place for seniors to socialize. They're open Monday through Friday. The City of Poughkeepsie Center is open on Friday as well, from 10 until 2. They get a nutritious meal. It's free if they're not able to afford it. We have transportation that can get seniors there if they don't have a car.
What type of activities?
All kinds of activities. Seniors love bingo, I can tell you that. But also they have other activities. If there's somebody who maybe doesn't drive, they can get there, and once a week they have grocery shopping. So it's really a great service.
Very supportive.
Absolutely.
You know, Joe Ryan, I'm surprised that Sarah O'Connell hasn't asked her traditional question when you said there was a meal involved.
How is the food, Joe Ryan, at these centers?
From what I hear, we do a survey every year to find out what seniors think of the food. And the same food is served to our seniors at our congregate meals as well as our home-delivered meals, the people that get meals delivered from us. And they rave about the food. So
I wish to point out, Sarah, that you don't qualify to go to these meals. But
no,
I'll
not
sneak
yet.
You in.
Not for
I
very,
can sneak
very
you
long
in.
Time.
I can sneak you in as my guest.
Oh, good.
And speaking of guests, our guest is Joe Ryan, Outreach Coordinator for the Dutchess County Division of Aging Services, and we're talking about services that are available to senior citizens. Now, one of the great things when you celebrate your 60th birthday is to go down to Poughkeepsie and get that special ID card. Tell us about that, Joe.
Well, it's a senior ID card. It's really for people that have no longer drive and don't have the non-driver's license, so they need some type of ID to prove photo ID to prove that they're a senior, to be eligible for discounts, to show that they're a senior citizen wherever they may go. So most people think, oh, I'm 60, I have to get that ID card. You really don't. If you have a driver's license, that's certainly an acceptable form of ID to show that you're a senior citizen. So a lot of people are confused by that. We often get calls, people saying, do I need to come down to get my senior ID card? Not necessarily. You don't need it unless
you... something if you need it. There,
yes.
It's there. It's a good photo ID, and today you can't get on an airplane without a photo ID.
Right. So. This actually will not get you on an airplane because they will not accept a local senior ID card.
Oh,
they will
know
only
that.
Accept a government-issued passport or
photo
license.
Yeah, or non-driver's photo ID. So where exactly are you located? Where is your office, your agency's headquartered?
We're at 27 High Street in Poughkeepsie. And one of the great things, before I forget, because I know I'll forget before this interview is over, is that we have a great email list. So we're really everywhere. If you want to be in our email list, all you have to do is send us an email and request to be on it. You'll get all of the information that we send out to the
press. What type of things do you...
Everything
email
we send out?
Out
to the press, our quarterly newsletter, you'll get our...
So you get a newsletter.
Yep, our weekly newspaper column, and then any other news of interest to seniors locally that, you know, we think you might be interested
so
in.
So notices,
yes.
the weekly column, and it's in the POJO, I
Absolutely.
Assume, the Poughkeepsie
yep.
Journal.
Yep.
And you know what? You
what?
Get that very special invitation to one of the senior picnics. Tell us about the senior picnics.
You are just full of all kinds of information.
I can taunt you. I can
Joe,
talk about
if you
the
hadn't
fact.
Shown up, he could have done part of the interview for
I can
you.
Taunt you about the fact that I get to go to the delicious senior picnic because I'm a senior and you don't.
That's correct.
And you'll be getting your invitation soon. Actually,
I might bring you as a guest.
You just said you were going to include me
that's
in
right.
these
I'll bring
soirees.
In fact, you know what, folks? When
Indian
the senior
giver.
Picnic is going to be at Red Hook or Rhinebeck this year?
It'll be in Tivoli.
Tivoli.
Year.
Ooh.
Right? Folks, when they
love
talk
Tivoli.
About the senior picnic in Tivoli, Sarah and I will be making a personal appearance. We'll sign autographed pictures and the whole nine yards. Tell us about the senior picnic,
Joe. Yeah, and
Joe
when
Ryan.
Is it, Joe?
There'll be 10 different picnics throughout the summer, and they're done regionally. So the Tivoli picnic includes Rhinebeck and Red Hook and Milan, I believe. But the schedule actually hasn't been released just yet. It'll be released next week. It'll be on our website so people can go on.
And on the
and,
email blast.
Yep, and you'll get all seniors that are eligible to be invited will get a postcard in the mail as well. So,
and it's a great social occasion.
Absolutely.
The food happens to be delicious. And usually
do you play bingo?
Chicken. No.
We don't play bingo at the picnic, no?
No. No, no, but it's
that's
a great social occasion.
That's a little disappointing,
occasion.
I'm not going to lie.
You can if you want privately, but we don't do it as a group.
No,
little
but it is,
gambling
it is,
on
it
the
is
side.
A terrific social occasion. The food's great.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we have a lot of local officials
Tivoli.
Come and visit. Mm.
Yep.
You know,
and one of the great things about it is that we're able to let people know about our services right there and answer questions. Because
specific
what happens,
questions.
Inevitably, what happens is that people don't want to know about our services until they need them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's sometimes too late. So for us to be able in a social, you know, environment, let people know about some of the things that are available, they can pick up brochures, that type of thing, it's really right. a nice way of us getting our information out.
So I had a quick question, because you mentioned this in the previous a minute ago, and actually we're going to have to pick up. I just got the high sign. We're running out of time.
Well, you've got time for one more question.
In the next segment, let's talk about that, how you distribute meals to people in their own homes.
Sure.
It's a Meals on Wheels?
Well, we cover the areas that Meals on Wheels organization doesn't cover.
Okay.
So there's some great Meals on Wheels organizations like in Wappingers and Poughkeepsie and what have you, but all of the other areas that aren't covered, we cover as well.
Probably the more rural areas.
Yep, a lot of them are rural. And they're delivered right out of our friendship center. So
terrific.
By volunteers, I should say.
By volunteers. Yes. And we'll talk more about that in the next segment, Jenna.
And we will find out more about the kind of services that are offered to senior citizens here in Dutchess County by Joe Ryan and his great group at the Dutchess County Division of Senior Services. But first, let me remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast and on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treeboss, and my co-host is the youthful Sarah O'Connell and our very special guest, Joe Ryan, outreach coordinator from the Dutchess County Division of Aging Services. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Middletown, and Millbrook.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Gettleson, Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Juddelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Come to the Millbrook Literary Festival, a family event featuring authors and their books Saturday, June 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Listen to panel discussions and readings and browse through books during the author signings throughout the day.
Fun for all ages and all interests. For more information, contact Harper at 845-594-1286. That's 845-594-1286. That's the Millbrook Literary Festival, June 16th. See you there.
Presented by the Millbrook Literary Festival Committee and the Millbrook Free Library.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at hudsonvalleytalkradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Treeboser, who's being fresh in the studio, but we'll get
back to
that later.
Don't believe it, ladies. Don't believe it, folks.
And today, our special guest is Joe Ryan, who's a fellow radio personage. But he is really, in his real life, his day job, as we say, the Dutchess County coordinator, outreach person, coordinator for the Division of Aging. Is that correct?
Services.
Services. Thank you.
You got it.
I was trying to get all those words, and that's quite a title, Mr. Joe. Anyway, welcome back to this segment. And last segment, we were talking about some of the food distribution that your agency helps augment programs such as Wheels on Meals. I mean, you had mentioned that one of your missions is to keep people in their own environments, their own homes, for as long as possible, as long as it's safe and they're able to manage. But the food thing, that's a big deal for anybody. It's a big deal for me, you know, some days. Just managing good nutrition and planning menus and putting the time aside to make all that stuff happen. So anyway, so you guys help distribute food to people's homes, mm-hmm. and you go where and how do you do it and
all
who
over
makes
the county,
it happen?
And the food is delivered to our 7 friendship centers that we talked about and then delivered from there by volunteers to places all around the county, from Millerton and Northeast all the way down to Beacon and Fishkill. So it's all over the county. And again, it's a situation where people, if they can't afford it, then they don't pay. If they're able to afford the donation, the suggested donation, then that's what
so
they
there's
pay.
So there's a sliding scale there.
Absolutely.
So how many meals do you think you do on a – could you break it down
thousands.
Quarterly or annual or – okay, thousands of meals.
I think it's about 600 meals a day.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
there you go. That's
a
lot of boots on the ground. That's
absolutely.
A lot of hearts and hands helping mm-hmm. out there. I have to ask you because Millerton's kind of my stopping grounds.
Sure.
I live in the next town over. Where is the senior center in?
At the Village Hall in Millerton.
In the Village Hall.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Okay. Right on Dutchess Avenue.
Right.
Joe Ryan, do you have a website that people can look on and where they want to find out where the senior centers are and where the picnics will be and things of that nature?
Absolutely. If people go to the Dutchess County website, which is www.dutchessny.gov, and then click on departments, and we're the first ones, aging, you can see our website. It's really a wealth of information. Everything that I talked about here is available on the website. Most of our brochures, you can download right from the website, print out from the website. So it's really a fantastic resource for people. Again, it's www.dutchessny.gov.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper because we're going to repeat that website later in the show. And if they want to call you, how would they get a hold of you on a telephone?
Me personally?
Well, anybody on your staff.
No, our phone number is 486, and this is 845 area code, 486-2555. If people are from out of the area code, they can call us toll-free at 866-486-2555. 555 for our friends in Millerton.
Give us the phone numbers once again.
845-486-2555, or if you're out of area code, 866 toll free, 486-2555.
You know, one of the big issues for seniors is transportation. Some of us should not be behind the wheel of a car anymore. I recently had an issue with my eyesight where, yeah. My wife was chauffeuring me everywhere. Fortunately, it's better now. You don't have to clean off the roads, folks. I'm okay.
I can tell you're better.
Thank you. Yes,
because you're more alert and you're much
I'm not
fresher.
Falling asleep. I'm not falling asleep
in the middle
mic.
Of the show. Thank you very much. That's what I was dealing with. Be glad you're
sure,
out of radio.
But we're going to talk about that show, sleep apnea, in a couple of weeks. But what about transportation? Things like Dial-A-Ride, things like volunteers chauffeuring people to and from doctor's appointments. That's some of the things you offer?
Absolutely. Transportation is one of the most difficult issues when it comes to seniors. Probably one of the hardest points in their lives is to give up those car keys and mm-hmm. realize I can't mm-hmm. drive anymore. I'm not able to, for whatever the reason may be. The one thing that we really offer is medical transportation for those emergencies and what have you, doctor's visits, that type of thing. And Dial-A-Ride is always an option, and that's not just for seniors, but for anybody. And
who has transportation difficulties?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's for
necessary things. Doctor's appointments are, you said, critical.
What we do is we support several organizations that provide volunteer-based rides to medical appointments, and they include Friends of Seniors out of Poughkeepsie. We support the Community Resource Center in Pauling, mm-hmm. and for our friends in the Northeast area, we support the Northeast Community Center, which has
of
the
course.
CareCar program. So those are three great transportation programs that can help seniors get to medical appointments. You know, and
it's
other
not for going to make your OTB bet.
Generally
or
not.
Or to the hairdressers, dear.
But it can be for grocery shopping and other really important
critical needs. Daily
yes.
needs.
And
yeah.
if people need more information about that, the website again is?
www.dutchessny.gov.
And the phone number?
is 486-2555 in the 845 area code, or toll-free 866 area code.
You know, when you become a senior, when you hit that magic age of 60, you start thinking ahead, you think about the future, you think about providing for your loved ones, and there are certain legal issues involved. Wills, trusts, do you sell the house, do you downsize the house, things of that nature, and people often will need legal services. Is that something that your group provides, or at least provides some sort of
contact to elder law resources?
Yeah. We do. We have a lawyer who works in our office every Friday and spends the whole day there meeting with seniors. There is a little bit of a waiting list because it's such a popular program. And again, we try to keep it to seniors that aren't able to afford a lawyer on their own. But he will do simple things like wills and living trusts and that type of thing. He's not able to represent you in a courtroom or that type of thing, which is much more demanding. Proposition, but he is able to meet with you and
put some documents together.
Absolutely.
Draw up some legal instruments.
Right.
Yeah. One of the things in my industry is that whole reverse mortgage question that comes up. That's been a huge deal in providing or enabling people to stay in their homes longer.
And our office used to do counseling for that, but now I believe it's done through another agency. But it's very important.
It's highly specialized, and there's a lot of ins and outs to that. And you should be, if you consider it, just saying people should be very well informed in that area as well. That goes in with your legal and estate planning and elder law and all those topics that Jonah brought up.
And before you can even get a reverse mortgage, you have to go through counseling.
Yes, and that's a good thing.
Yes. Hmm.
One of the issues, Joe Ryan, the outreach coordinator for the Dutchess County Division of Aging Services, one of the issues that we confront when we get above age 60 is, you know, our future health and things like long-term care. Do we want to get into a housing situation where, you know, there's
assisted living, levels of living?
Yeah, various assisted living, then to a nursing home, then to rehab, things of that nature. Do you provide advice through the Division of Aging Services for that?
Actually, one of the biggest things we do is provide advice to people, which is really information. We can't really say advice because that would say that we're giving you the answers to, you know, exactly what you should do. What we can do is provide you the information so you can make the best informed decision. We get about 40,000 calls a year to our office, and a great majority of those are information and referral calls where sometimes it's, like I said, the caregiver, the son, the daughter, a family member who is calling about an elderly person and about their home situation, or should they go into assisted living? Are they eligible for this service or that service? If people call our office, we're able to direct them at least in the right place, if not give them the information that they need.
And one of the keys, of course, to staying young as a senior is to get exercise, not just physical
exercise,
but mental exercise. What kind of services does the Division of Aging offer for things like that, either at the various senior centers or without?
Well, we actually offer both, and you're absolutely right. The two go hand in hand. Senior Exercise Program in Dutchess County has over 1,000 members in 50 different locations. They're in just about every municipality in Dutchess County. If you call our office, there is some paperwork that you have to fill out. You do have to get your doctor's approval to join the program, but we have people from the ages of 65 to, I believe, the oldest right now is 98 years old, who goes to the Senior Exercise Program twice a week.
That's fabulous. Fabulous. And the phone number again, of course, is
486-2555 in the 845 area code, or toll free if you're out of that area code. You can use area code 866-486-2555.
And the website? Let's hear the website again.
www.dutchessny.gov.
And our regular listeners know that Sarah's a dancer. Have you taught dancing?
I used to be. Yes, I've taught.
Can you do Pilates?
Yep.
I can do Pirates.
You can be, Pilates.
You know what a Pirate is?
What is that? Okay. I had to buy it.
You
fell for it.
Pilates was developed by Joseph Pilates, and it was originally designed for dancers and female athletes way back, years ago when I was still working in the business when I was still dancing. Nobody even knew what Pilates was.
Was the ballet developed by Bill Ballet?
No, it wasn't.
Can we get back to
Can we not go down this road
here?
All
right.
Okay, so back to
speaking of guests,
Joe Ryan, who is the outreach coordinator for the Dutchess County Division of Aging,
and
right here in our
radio
own community.
Next week, he'll be the co-host of Radio Red.
Yeah, he's been, because
our
of his radio experience, you've been fresh all day long in the studio.
It's the only fun I have at my age. We got a minute left.
Yes, Joe.
I just wanted to finish up my thought as far as the mental fitness programs. Yeah. We do offer another program called Brain Games, which is in about 13 locations throughout the county, where people can go and do fun, stimulating mental exercises, and it may be as simple as a game, you know, that they've never done before. Or usually it's a challenging game, and it's a lot of fun. And those locations are also on our websites.
Well, I'll tell you, the key to a wonderful golden age is keep active. Keep sharp, keep interested, and one of the ways
to
do that...
Keep a sense of humor.
That's right. One of the ways to do that, talk to a fellow like Joe Ryan from Dutchess County Division of Aging Services. Joe, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And who do you have to thank?
It's been very informative, Joe.
Sarah, who do you have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Radio Rotary this week has been brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treboas. I thank you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.